This is the Brunswick High Pirate Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. Now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341, where we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6:30 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell.
How's it going, Kip? Hello, Pirate Nation.
It's going good, Coach. Off season seemed like it lasted forever this year. Coming off of your first year, 2015, did turn out like you wanted it, but you started the kids working hard right after Christmas. And talk a little bit about the off-season program, because I have seen some kids around the Brunswick High campus that have put on 15, 20, 25 pounds in the off-season, and it's not along the belly line, it's in the arms and legs and things like that. So talk a little bit about that off-season program.
One thing you know is that sometimes a butt whooping can be the best motivating factor. We really felt like last year with our young team, we didn't match up physically, and we had goals that were set. The first thing we wanted to do was get physically and mentally tougher. And that's all we're working on, with the physical part, from November. As soon as we collected the pads on that Monday, following a wear loss, we went right back in the weight room on Tuesday. The kids never complained. They never whined. I mean, they were happy to go back to work. And we always remind them about 2015. And, you know, just how we got manhandled because we didn't match up physically. And they just got after it, just really happy and proud of our nutrition staff, led by Ms. Selena McMillan. She fed the boys tremendously, and that was the biggest thing that we learned. It's not, your body's like a car. It's not so much just about, you know, lifting and running and stuff, but it's what you put in your body, and they liken it to a car. You know, you can run your car, you got that nice engine out there, but if you don't put high quality, great gas in there, and then you're not gonna get the performance that we want. So we really harped on nutrition, just all off season, and it's paying dividends. All these kids have gained at least 15 to 25 pounds of pure muscle. And we actually took action shots of them in January, body shots, and then showed them to the parents at our banquet later on in the spring, and they could tell the difference, you know. And just one thing the kids like is numbers. Their numbers jumped up, they got bigger, stronger, and you're starting to see some of the wears of that hard work in those uniforms from last Thursday.
You allowed me to come in the weight room a few times and watch the workouts, and it's a sight to see. These kids have really, compared to last year and even earlier in the winter, this team has really, really gotten stronger. The polite kid, I mean, he can lift everything in the weight room. And we'll get into the running back, McMaster, here in a little bit, but I watched him power cleaning like 275, 300 pounds, just throwing it around like it was nothing. And these kids have just really, really gotten stronger. And I know you were telling me earlier when you were in Macon County, you had to come in and you had to do the same thing with the weight program. And just talk a little bit about how the strength and conditioning program builds for Friday nights.
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, when you go back to the Macon County program, it's kind of the same thing at Brunswick. They were 1-9, and the first thing I told anybody that you got to do when you pull up to a stadium off the bus is you have to believe you can win. And a lot of that, our kids, I felt like didn't believe they could win because they would look at their bodies and they look across the line of scrimmage, look at the other team's bodies, and they knew that there was a different comparison. You know, I'm looking at myself, and, you know, I look at somebody that's, you know, Mr. Bishop, and, you know, I think that, you know, if we got into a wrestling match, I could take you because I would look at myself and think that I'm bigger than them. So, but no, all kidding aside, but, you know, it does. It's a psyche thing. You you have to believe that you can win. And just from the physical standpoint, if you look at yourself and don't think you can match up, then you're already defeated in the mind. And that was the biggest thing. The other thing that was, I was really proud, like the kids competed every day against each other. I told them before we compete against anybody else in uniform, we had to compete against ourselves. They did. You know, you talk about polite. We put his name on the leaderboard. Everybody every day was like, I'm going to catch polite in the leaderboard. And, you know, it was just competitive amongst ourselves before we even began to try to go against other teams. And like I said, weight component, you know, and I have to give big kudos to Coach Williams, Kurt Williams, our co-defense coordinator, because he organized the whole offseason program. He's the one who took the photo shots, you know, and just did a great job of showing the kids how to work on their techniques and different things like that. So it's just, you have to have the offseason to prepare to get you ready for these big time seasons here in South Georgia.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, camp started last weekend in July with the Midnight Madness. That's always one of my favorite nights of the year. Took me a couple of days to regroup from the sleep I lost from going out there and watching that. But talk a little bit about how the fall camp has progressed so far before we get into the Liberty game.
Well, again, you go back to January. You know, we broke up the season in three parts. You got your January workouts from January to March. And then in April, we did our 6 a.m., we call them rise and grind session for 3 weeks. And then we go into spring ball, thought we developed there. And then we go into the summer workouts, you know, 8 to 11 workouts with camps and stuff. And then, you know, you go to your preseason camp weekend. And you know, everybody loves the Midnight Madness practice, but leading up to that, this was our best weekend. The guys reported, we had team pitches on Friday, and then that night we had a team meeting, and we were supposed to watch a movie, but instead the team got up and began to talk about their goals, and it turned into a three-hour session of just stuff I never heard before, just guys challenging each other, talking about what they needed to do to get better, and the coaches and I, we just sat back, and we were just in amazement of how far these kids have come, you know, and they, you know, all last year I didn't know if we were getting through, but they are able to regurgitate, take everything that we said, and it lets me know they're getting it. We had speakers come in talking how to tie a tie. We had a sheriff come in. We had a lady come in and talk about, you know, relationships and different things like that. We bowl, we swim. And my whole thing about that weekend gift is more than football. It's a bonding weekend. You know, I got to learn my coaches better. I got to learn my team better. We got to learn each other better. And then we did team building activities. And it culminated with what I felt like was a good practice on that cool midnight August 1st. You know, had more people than we even had last year. You know, so it's just exciting to see people come out to see the kids' hard work. And, you know, it's a tradition as long as I'm here that we're going to continue Midnight Men's Weekend.
We're going to take our first break. More to come on the Coach Larry Harrell Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang or call in an order 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866- 580-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. The segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Coach, we had our first scrimmage game last Thursday night at the stadium against Liberty County. We beat Liberty 28-12. Just talk a little bit about your thoughts on the game before we get into individual questions on offense and defense.
Well, before you get into that, since this segment is sponsored by I-95 Toyota, I want to give a shout out to Al and Jonas Jennings over at Toyota, who really support Glenn County Athletics. They sponsored myself and Coach Hidalgo trucks and very nice vehicles that's going to allow us to transport equipment all week long. And I really want to encourage people to go out there and see them. They have great deals and stuff like that. Just, you know, anybody that supports our kids, I want us to try to throw our business their way as best we can. And thinking about last week, just overall, I want to take everything into perspective. I know a lot of people are excited, but it was just a scrimmage game. But I really felt like our team started out slow. There were some jitters, but once we settled down, I thought our defense, first off foremost, was physical at the line of scrimmage. They flew around. We have some tremendous speed, and I've been knowing that for a while. I think people got to see that Midnight Madness practice, but we have some speed. And Liberty's always had great athletes. A guy broke out in the secondary, and you know, our whole defense got down there and got them. And you know, what can you say about the offensive line? I mean, everybody's been pulling me to the side. You know, I've been knowing it. We're going to have to get a picture out soon. When I look at our offensive line out there, we look like a college offensive line. I'm not just saying that. You know, you have the McMaster kid who's back there, along with, you know, Shaquille Robinson and Ben McLeod. We have big, tall receivers, number 81. Malik Austin, who's another transfer from Texas. And I'm really proud of Jamarius Stevens, you know, coming back, you know. He's just like an orchestra, just the way he got everybody the ball. He made sound decisions, and we just have so many playmakers. So just really excited. I think our AD, Steve Waters, came running down to me with the stats after the games. Like, Coach, you need to look at it. This is impressive. When I saw the numbers, I was flabbergasted. But we just got to continue to stay humble and work hard, because I really feel like we can do some great things if the kids just continue to work hard. And that's always been my mantra since day one, even when we were going through our trial and tribulation last year. The only way I know how to get out of a situation, Kip, is by working hard. And our kids have bought into that, and they know, you know, that's all they was talking about after the game. It's not even Liberty, it's, you know, coffee. That's what our total focus is. So, but overall, great outing, and, you know, more excited for the community than anything else.
Coach, you probably know where I'm going right now with this next question. I'm old school when it comes to football. If you can't run the football, you can't win championships. And we used the term power running game last year a couple of times, but that power running game was on display the other night at Glenn County Stadium. 315 yards net rushing in that football game in three quarters. Brandon McMaster, 24 carries, 179 yards. And Ben McLeod was running that football, but that offensive line was opening some holes. So you like to run the football. I know you love to run the football. Talk a little bit about that that rushing attack.
I think we'll be talking about the offensive line all season. But in South Georgia, I know, we got two of the prettiest tackles. You know, when you talk about Deontay Demery, you know, 6'6", 310. You talk about Warren McClendon, up and coming, 6'4", 285. Jabari Williams, you know, 6'4", 320. Ty Henson, 6'2", 275. And the most physical one out on Kip is John Cano. You know, John Cano's 6 feet, you know, 255, 260 on a good day. And I mean, he must have had about 5 or 6 pancakes. So They're nasty, and it's a lot of it has to do with, first of all, I've been saying it all last year, you know, Ryan McKenzie is one of the best offensive line coaches in the state. And you know, he's done a tremendous job. Those guys have confidence. And then we have two big tight ends, you know, Wiley Golden, 6'4", 250, at tight end. He caught a touchdown pass. And then we have Terrell Carmino, who's 6'2", you know, 205, and can run like lightning. So, you know, I just felt like, you know, when Brandon was blessed and came through the door, he was that missing piece that we needed to add to it. And what you see is he wears down the defense, and then our other two young backs come in there and kind of finish off drives for us. So we're just hoping that's the recipe for the rest of the season.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you briefly talked about Jamarius Stevens a few minutes ago, and he really looked good to me the other night, throwing the football, looked great managing the offense, got people in the right spots. I noticed on a couple of plays where he had to tell people where to go to line up with a couple of the receivers. That just tells you that he's got great command of the offense. Talk a little bit about his development this offseason.
Just like I said, you know, he's coming back to us and just really matured through the family situation that he had to deal with. And on top of that, he's a brilliant kid. Just like you said, he's developing to a leader. He's getting people lined up, running a good, you know, pace, fast pace like we would like to run. And the biggest addition is that we brought in Coach Joe Scott. People don't know this, but he's coming from Houston County, where he coached the great Jake Fromm for the last 2 years. So he's coached the number one quarterback in all of the state. And now he's come down here, and Jamarius is only going to develop under his teaching. And we're blessed to have Coach Scott, and he's doing a great job with him. And they have a great relationship. They come in early, they meet, and, you know, Jamarius is just a smart kid. I just told him for the game, do what you've been doing in practice. Do what Coach has taught you. And he did that. He didn't try to get outside the frame of the offense. And I think he's kind of surprised the defense on his play-action fakes when he got on the corner, how fast he was. And I think he scored 2 rushing touchdowns. So if we can just keep that recipe, we're going to be a great offense. And, you know, you think about it, in 3 quarters, we amassed 403 yards of total offense. You know, so, you know, you had another quarter in there, I think we'll be knocking on almost a 500-yard offense. You know, and there are going to be struggles sometimes. Like you say, when the weather gets cold or it's rainy, we know we can lean on that running game and get done what we need to get done.
Before we go to our second break, Coach, talk a little bit about your wide receiver group. A lot of kids in that group that, you know, haven't got a lot of headlines yet, other than Sean Smith, who's committed to South Carolina. But talk a little bit about that group. I think it's one of the deepest position groups on the entire team. Talk a little bit about their progress this fall.
Yeah, we talked about Sean Smith. He got a little dinged the other night, but, you know, he's the leader of them. And then we have a young developing guy. I told you people are going to wonder, you know, who this kid is, but you saw a little bit of it Thursday night, Calvin Godet. He's only a sophomore, and, you know, he's like a human joystick. You know, we have Kelvin Daniels, who's the only other senior besides him and Sean. We have young DJ Whitfield, who's only a sophomore. We lost Quan Humphrey to injury this summer, but he's going to come back. He's a junior. And then, like I said, we have the Texas transfer, Malik Austin, who's 6'4", 205. And we overthrew him one time, but he creates a mismatch problem. And, you know, defense is going to have to choose. Are you going to load up the box and allow these receivers to get loose, or, you know, are you going to try to play coverage and then we can run the ball? So defense are really going to have to come in and decide how they're going to have to stop this offense.
We will be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, we talked about the offense before the break. I feel like the most improvement we've made from 15 to 16 is how we look on the defensive side of football. Talk a little bit about your defense before we get into the position groups.
Just they really exude our philosophy of a Larry Harrell coach team, a Brunswick Pirate team, which is fast, physical, and furious. You know, they're very fast. They have a lot of speed. I thought they were physical up front. And, you know, they play angrily. You know, I look at, you know, you never want to see the LeCount kid get hurt, which was a, you know, big accident. But, you know, on the first play when he caught the ball, I mean, it was 11 hands to the ball to where he fumbled it, you know. So they were just really excited and jacked up to go against a great opponent such as him. And, you know, I'm just glad he's doing better. But, you know, Liberty's a good team. They're going to make noise in 3A. They were a great, tough opponent, and it was a good measuring stick for us to see where we at, what we need to improve on. And now, you know, we'll have our hands full with, you know, Meaty Davis and the Coffee County Trojans. But I have confidence in my defense staff that, you know, we'll be ready to meet that challenge when they come in here on the 26th.
Coach Sherrod Frazier, Friday night, in three quarters, 10 tackles and a sack. Talk about how he's improved in the offseason.
The biggest thing you're going to see about Sherrod is when he takes his shirt off. He has traps. He has a chest. He has arms. You know, Sherrod played with all speed the last 2 years. And now that he's gained all that muscle, he's actually, you know, getting physical. You know, speed and physicality, he's all over the field. And teams are going to have to account for him. He's one of the guys that, like Tab, is a difference maker. You're going to see Sherrod make huge plays this year because he's what colleges are looking for. He plays in space well. He can cover, and then he can do what he do best, which is rush the passer. So we look for big things out of him, and he's only a junior.
He's really fast. He's coming off that edge the other night. Coach, your defensive line group, Reggie Jackson's back for his senior year, and he's a space eater, and he's a really good athlete in the middle of defense. Rudy Nixon's back after missing last season with an injury, and we've got quite a few good quality defensive linemen. Talk about that position group.
Well, Reggie's the only senior on the first group. We have Rudy Nixon, like you said, who's come back in teams. We've gone to different camps, have always commented on Rudy. He's back. I would say he's about 90 to 95%. When he gets 100%, look out. He's big, he's wide, and he's fast. And then we have, it's going to be a surprise, Tevin Small, who had two brothers that came through Brunswick, so he has a pedigree of doing, you know, coming from great athletes. But he's small, but he's quick off the ball. And we're just really amazed at him at being one of the smallest D linemen that we have, how he's able to get off blocks very quickly and get to the ball. You know, if I could talk about the linebacker group, you know, Seth Neugebauer, who's our captain this year, has the C on his jersey. I think he had maybe 6 or 7 tackles and 2 sacks coming off the edge. He's kind of that guy that you're going to overlook, but he's going to do exactly what coach tells him to do. He's fundamentally sound, and he's going to make open field tackles when they're to be made. Inside, we have, you know, the leader of our defense, our heart and soul, Cam Futch, who's only a junior. He's the uniform All-American. Yeah. That joke there when he takes his pads off, look out. You know, I mean, he's built like you're supposed to look. He's gotten faster. He's more physical. He's the vocal leader of our defense. The defense already told him, you know, that they feed off of him. We have Aubrey Williams, who's developed to a great player. He's about 6'1", flies around. We have Sean Ward behind him. We have Jagarion Marcus. So we have some depth over there as well, linebacker. Jagarion is a little tree stump who can lift as, almost as much as Polite. Can power clean about 250, 255. And can put his hand in the ground or come off the edge. So our defensive coach, like I said, do a great job with these weapons of mixing and matching. And it's going to allow us to be able to play, you know, tough run teams and these spread teams that everybody's starting to run with against this year.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you kind of touched on the linebackers, but let me just add before we get into the defensive backs. You know, a lot of teams in South Georgia have pretty good linebacking groups, but, you know, I feel like our linebacking core is as good as anybody's in South Georgia. With experience coming back, you know, Seth Newberry, you were telling me the other day in your office that if every coach could have 6 or 7 players like him in the program, that's what you need to win championships. But this linebacker core, it really gets after folks.
Yeah, and going back to Seth, yeah. Seth was our player of the year last year in 2015. And people say, well, he wasn't the best athlete. Seth is a kid you talk to one time, tell him to do something, he's going to correct himself. He's a 4.0 AP student. You know, he's an honors All-American. You know, he's a 24, 25 on the ACT. I mean, he's the type of guy that you want dating your daughter. I mean, he's just a perfect model kid. I mean, he comes from a great home. His mother, you know, supports the program. You know, he just, I just can't, it's not enough words to describe what Seth means, not just on the field, but definitely off the field. Yes, sir, no, sir, kid. There's a lot of work in the community. Community service project, and that's why he was voted as our captain. You know, again, you know, he's the only senior in that group, Kip. And that's what I'm saying, like, you know, we talked about being young last year, but you're going to hear me say that we're still a young ball club. We have 35 juniors on this team, and I'm predicting that next year we're going to have probably one of the bigger senior classes that Brunswick High School has ever had in history. I think we talked about that the other day, so, you know, Pirates, I know they fell upon deaf ears last year, but we were young last year. We're very young last year, but we're just young this year. But we, you know, we've been through fire.
Coach, you get into the defensive back group, and one name that just, when I saw him back out on the football field, one Mr. Jalen Jackson, I ran around jumping for joy when I saw him back in that secondary. Got him playing safety, along with Denaja Gammons, who just recently committed to Mercer University to play football. So you've got some talent in the secondary.
Yeah, we got Gams who committed the day before the game. The coach from Mercer called me excited. So we have 3 commits. But we have 9 kids right now, just currently, with offers. And we expect many more to come. Jalen, what surprised me about Jalen, how competitive he is. There are countless stories I can bring up of we would do maxes in the weight room, and, you know, I would tell him, man, you can't get that. And he's like, coach, watch this. And, I mean, he's power cleaning 225 one day. And next week, I think he got up as much as 245. And he's a defensive back. You know, any challenge you give Jalen, he's going to match it. He's come back tremendously from that knee injury, and he's also a huge, huge key component to Coach Turner's basketball team. At the corners, we have Quan Chapman, who never played football before but started 10 games for us last year. He got an offer from Stetson, and we expect more offers from him. He's long, rangy, but the surprise of them all is we have a little general over there in Alfonso Clinch. You know, he's the one who came up and laid the wood pretty good to Richard before he went out. You know, but he's a feisty guy, confident, and the thing that put him on the field is he's like Seth. He's at practice every day, rain, sleet, or snow. He does exactly what coach tells him to do. He's great, fundamentally sound. And a stat that I didn't know is in the spring, we went at him 9 times with our big receiver. only completed the ball one time. So we know he's going to be tried, but he's battle tested and he's tough. And we're excited about that DB group. And they call themselves DBU because they say they produce the most defensive backs. And you know, another kid that's on the radar is Santana Clark, who's our nickel guy who comes in, you know, on third down. You got to have guys like that. So when you play spread teams that can match up, we can play man-to-man or zone or whatever and match up pretty well with anybody.
Yeah, we do have two current defensive backs playing in the NFL, and Justin Coleman and Darius Slay. So, yeah, there's some truth to that statement that you just made. We're going to wait until next week and talk about Coffee County because we're running out of time because it's a bye week, and we'll get into the scouting report on Coffee next week. Coach, we're in a new region this year, Region 2, 6A, Glenn, Brunswick, Effingham, Richmond Hill, and Bradwell. Talk a little bit about the region and maybe a couple of those teams, what you're expecting out of them this year.
Just reflecting on last year's region, probably people slept on it, but it ended up being one of the tougher regions in all of 5A. You know, when you talk about, you know, Glenn being a state runner-up and them and Ware meeting in the semifinals, and then you look at our schedule, you know, I didn't know when it came out that we had the sixth toughest schedule with probably the youngest team in the region. You have a team like Effingham County who went 7-3, yet didn't make the playoffs. They're still in the region. Richmond Hill, everybody knows how talented they are. Bradwell is on up and coming, we saw them this summer. And of course, you know, you have a state runner-up who had, I think, seven all-state players and, you know, five or six of them were returning. So, region still feel like going to be tough. And I just think we're just better equipped to handle the foes that we'll see during region. So, but we have a tough non-district, non-region schedule that's going to get us ready for region. And we're just going to take one week at a time. And I'm just glad we have 2 weeks to prepare for the Mighty Trojans. And like you said, we'll get more into that next week.
Coach, it's been a pleasure opening another football season on the Larry Harold Show. Just thank you for all you do for the program.
Glad to be back, and I want to encourage everybody to get ready to get these tickets. And it's going to be quite a show to see on the 26th. So excited about the season, and like I always say, go Pirates.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341 and join us every Sunday night at 6:30 for the Larry Harold Show. I'm Kip Branch, signing off until next week. And like Coach said, go Pirates.